This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in, and I want to wish you a very happy new year. Welcome to the Banana Republic. Folks, we're cooked, but you want to stay to the end because we have a plan. So you're listening again to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, where our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. You're going to need that for 2021, even though the market's been shooting up. But hold your pants. I'll be talking about the economy here in a little bit, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Let me give you some contact information, because we're going to be having a huge ride, I mean a big ride. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, we've got some powerful strategies to help protect your money during these testing trials that we're going through. But yes, folks, we're in a banana republic. We'll talk more about that in the last segment. And we're going to be talking about our language has to change according to the new administration. I'll talk about that as well. So where are we located? Well, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. In fact, I think I probably have more people in Ohio than I do PA. But between my daughter and myself, I say for over 70 years. That's right, 70. She's a certified estate planner, a master certified estate planner. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, the first thing we do is we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Folks don't even think about that until it happens. And then people will come in that I've even had clients, oh, I didn't know you did that. Well, obviously, maybe I'm not doing a good enough job explaining. I explain a lot on the radio. But that's the one thing you haven't planned for, folks, could wipe you out. Now you may say, well, that's not going to happen to me. Well, it may not. There's about a 70-75% chance that when you're 65 years of age or older, according to the government stats, that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult day care. And the nursing home can cost you anywhere from $70,000, $80,000 to $150,000 plus per year. How much savings do you have saved up? What asset do you have set aside? And I think most people prefer not to have any of that. Of course, there's about 25 to 30% chance you won't, is in-home care. In-home care can be actually be more expensive. It may not. Depends on what you need to have done. So what asset do you have set aside to pay for that? And if there was another way of doing that, taking an asset that you had that you didn't have to buy long-term care to be able to protect that asset and leverage it. In other words, use other people's money. Use some of yours, but leverage it with yours. Is there such a thing? Yes, there is. That's pre-crisis. But what if you haven't planned or you're in a crisis situation? Some people may say you can't do anything. That's not true. We have strategies, and we work with LLR attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania that have strategies that can help protect. Maybe not all of it, but we can protect at least a good percentage of that. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call, 800-264-4963. Social Security, you want to stay tuned because I got 20 questions. When we go over 20 questions, and some of these questions may pertain to you. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office. That's an asset. You need to plan accordingly. And so we have the software. We can show you all kinds of different programs. So Social Security, what else do we do? Well, when it comes to probate, we work with LLR attorneys from Eastern Ohio, as I mentioned earlier, and Western Pennsylvania. We try to help you avoid probate. There's all different types of strategies. Also, when it comes to investments, you name the investment or savings, we probably have it. Now, most people start out with that. Well, we do the planning first. But you name it, I can't say we have everything. We have most things. We kind of like to describe it like colors of money, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. That would be money market accounts, savings accounts, etc. So that's liquid, doesn't pay a lot, you pay taxes on it. So everything has pros and cons. And you have red money. Red money is what? Anything that can go up or down. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, commodities, anything has risk. We have a division of our company because we're fiduciaries called Legacy Advisory Group. Then green money. Green money is vehicles like long-term CDs, savings bonds, enhanced fixed index annuities, fixed annuities. The advantage of those is, at least on the annuity part, is you can participate in the upside of some managed type of account. There's a variety of managed accounts. There's probably 300 out there. But you don't get all the upside, but the nice thing is you don't get any of the downside. They're called enhanced index or fixed index annuities. They all have their pros and their cons. And some of those can be like a paycheck for life that produce a income stream, kind of like your Social Security, but obviously different than Social Security, because if you die on Social Security, if you have a spouse, they'll get to hire the two, or they'll give you yours, and you get the difference between your husband or your wife, whatever that may be. Where here you don't. So there's all types. They all have their pros and cons. If you know anything about those type of strategies, has your broker. Oh, excuse me, your broker is not licensed in those areas. So to me, after you've done the plan, after you have a written plan, you should be discussing the solutions. So one of the things we do, first step would be to set up that phone call, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website. It has all our contact information at leaveaLegacy.com. We'll do a short call with you, and then we'll set up either in person or do Zoom or just a regular webinar. Just use the old-fashioned phone. And we call a fact finder discovery process. And then if that fits out good, then we call a retirement roadmap. And we can either do that by email or you can come in person and we can help build it. It's kind of nice to see it in person, but we can do it through Zoom or we can just send the information by way of email through that. To see the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last? Then the third meeting, we have solutions and give you the pros and cons. Why? Because we're fiduciaries. And then you make up your own mind. So do you have a fix-it plan, a written plan that tells you exactly how much money you need for you and your spouse to the day you die? Do you have one? So that's what we do at Legacy Financial Strategy. You can go to our website at leaveallegacy.com, and we have 6 mini seminars. We're in the process of developing 10 more. You have 16, so lots of good information. But right now we have on our website at leaveallegacy.com on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. One is Are You Ready to Retire? One is Paycheck for Life called Guaranteed Income. So you can have, besides Social Security, you got a predictable paycheck coming in every single month. One's on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. One's on women and wealth. One's on have a tax-free retirement. That website is leaveallegacy.com. You get quizzes, reports you can download. And when you go to that website, again, leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. Go on demand seminars or 24 hours a day. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about what Trends has to say about 2021. They have some positives. Then I'm going to give you Harry Dent's report. And then if we get time, if not, we'll go to the third segment, talking about those Social Security questions. And then you want to stay to the end because we're going to talk a little politics about where I think what's going, because we're going to be for a wild ride, by the way. We are now officially, we were heading that way, a banana republic. Communism and socialism. Here we come. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before I begin and talk a little bit about the economy, I know you don't want to think about this, and I hate to use this word, taxes. This may be one of the few years that we're going to have lower taxes. Because look out, folks, look out. But anyway, we have a division of our company called Innovation Tax Service, Legacy Financial Strategy. We do tax preparation and tax planning. You can go to our website, innovationtaxservice.com. We do taxes for $150. That includes your federal, short form or long form, your state. We will do Schedule A if you happen to itemize. Schedule B, interest and dividends. If you buy and sell stocks, that's Schedule D. We'll do 10 of them for that same price. If you also have Schedule E, rental, property, oil and gas, that's included with that. So $150, if you have a local return, $10 extra. If you have a business, it's anywhere from $25 to $35. If you have a corporation, call for prices. But we also do tax planning. So again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. And that website for taxes, innovationtaxservice.com. So are we in the beginning of the end for the U.S. empire? Are we? Well, let me tell you what Bloomberg has to say. Treasuries breaching 1% on Democratic win may just be the start. U.S. Treasury yields broke above 1% for the first time since the pandemic-driven turmoil in March, and the sell-off may only have just begun should the Democrats secure the control of the U.S. Senate. Well, they have. And the fix was on, and I prognosticated when I left Tuesday. I'm doing this on Thursday. I told Ed, our tax guy, this is at night, by the way. I said, guess what? The fix is in. Anytime Stacey Abram gets 1.3 million of votes, I don't know how she got them, ballots sent to her or how she did, I says the fix is in. Lynn Wood is definitely right. It was a waste of time. They hadn't corrected anything, and I was right. So they have taken control of that. U.S. Treasury bonds are the backbone of the whole global financial system. Rising yields could mean a greater appetite for borrowing money. More likely in this context, they tell us that the world is losing faith in the U.S. dollar. And here's more from Bloomberg earlier this week, which backs up our inflate or die theory. Now, some people disagree with that. Traders see U.S. inflation averaging at least 2% per year over the coming decade, the first time expectations have climbed that high since 2018. Could it be? Are we really at a major turning point? When Treasury bond prices go down, and yields go up. Was yesterday the key day when everything we took for granted for the last 40 years, declining inflation? What else do we have going on? Low and falling interest rates and rising stock prices suddenly turned around. And for the U.S. empire, we're on a slippery slope, resting on a foundation of dollar strength. Is this the beginning of the end? Will the Chinese, the Iranians, Russians, etc. soon come up with competing currency? Have you thought about that? Perhaps more solidly tied to the real world. For 224 years, American power and wealth grew by a reckoning, and it peaked around the turn of the century 20 years ago. Since then, it's been on what? A gentle downhill slide. But now, the slope has suddenly got much steeper and more slippery. The credit cycle from top to bottom and back lasts about 70 years. That's long enough for one generation to learn and the next to forget. The last bottom in treasury yields came when? After World War II. Whether yesterday marked another historical bottom in yields, we won't know for several years. The stock market, too, moves in big, long cycles, from bottom to bust and back to boom again. In many decades, we see it most clearly when we filter out the noise caused by unreliable U.S. dollar. In 1980, stocks hit an all-time low. Then you could get the entire Dow, all 30 stocks in the index, for barely more than a single ounce of gold. From there, stocks rose until 2000, peaking, you ready for this, 42 times. It took 42 ounces of gold to buy the Dow stocks in January 2000. Since then, stocks have been working their way down again in terms of gold, with the Dow currently worth about 16 ounces of gold. Of course, we're at second record highs now with the Dow and the NASDAQ. Since then, the stocks have been working their way down again in terms of gold, as I mentioned, with Dow currently worth about 16 ounces of gold. We expect, at least this gentleman does, stock prices to rise in the future, floating on the Federal Reserve. I'm going to give you another person who agrees with him, then I'm going to give you another person who disagrees. But in terms of gold, they are likely to continue downward trend. And neither is paper money itself immune to cycles. It goes from creation to cremation, never surviving a complete credit cycle. Like a delicate flower, it blooms bright, but fades fast. Because when money gets tight, with a rising real interest rate, the authorities can resist the temptation to print more. They go on to say there's a new trend sweeping across Wall Street that's making a lot of people rich. According to Morgan Stanley, at least $1.5 trillion is already invested in it. Billionaire Stephen Cohen invested a whopping $6 billion. That's half his money. And J.P. Morgan Chase hired 33,000 software engineers to profit from this trend. And unfortunately, most everyday folks are missing out on what Investopedia called easy money. Easy money. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call. Set up a complimentary consultation at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Do you have a written plan? Do you have a plan that's predictable that will pay you a paycheck for life? Now let's talk about this one from Trends. And it's a summary. There's five key things they said you need to know. They say, number one, the secular bull market that started in 2013, driven by technology revolution, and will last through the next decade. See, this is a positive report. The cyclical bull market, which started in late March, is supercharged by liquidity and can well last another year, rising to 4,500 on the S&P 500. Number three, carefully selected growth stocks will substantially outperform the indexes as they did in 2020. So in the first quarter, they said buy the dips. Number four, someday value stocks will make a comeback, but it won't be in 2021. And number five, forget about fixed income investments according to trends. As long as we have negative real interest rates, the only thing worse than bonds is cash. So here's the question, folks. Do you have a plan that you know how much Social Security you're going to get? You have another bucket of money that's going to be that paycheck for life that's guaranteed. Then, based on your risk tolerance, then do you know where to put your money? If you're not, we can help you. We're fiduciaries. We have a written plan for you after we go through a couple meetings with you. So if you want one, give us a call, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Now let's give you what Harry Dent has to say. A very likely top, he says, in process. As a revolution deepens, 2021 looks like mid-1931, folks. You see, who's right? Who's wrong? Both of these folks have great credentials. He said, Harry Dent says, I expect the Russell 2000 Index, which has led this rally since COVID-19 crash, to follow a final narrow channel right up until December 30 or so. We're in the so part now. I'm doing this January 8th, early in the morning. I mean, real early in the morning, this past midnight, actually. It has thus far, after testing the bottom, that changed on Tuesday, December 29th. And by the way, I'll finish up the two segments on the 8th in the afternoon, and you'll be listening to it on Saturday. Was that the top, 2026, on December 28th? The first trading day in 2021 continues to concur with that projection. It also updates the all-important S&P 500 megaphone pattern, which suggests we now, in April 2021, Harry Dent says, we're likely to see the largest crash yet, down as much as 44%. And I have another guy who's talking about 75%, from as high as 3,800 just ahead to around 2,100, with leading tech and small cap stock down even more. He says, I think we're about to witness the peak of the second great tech bubble in real estate is likely to peak in prices over the next few months. He said, the ITBI shares, U.S. home construction ETF, looks to have already peaked in early October, which provides a good leading indicator. So, folks, who's right? Who's wrong? You need to have a plan. Set up a plan, a written plan that you can live with. We do a risk score on you. We do a capacity score on you. If you have those buckets of money that I talked about, Social Security, the income bucket is predictable, then you can do other things with that money. But make sure you protect that income that you cannot live. If you'd like more information, just have a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person and give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, has our contact information. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security, and a lot of people have questions on that. So, again, please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. So we're going to continue
with our
third
segment. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show.
David Gallner and Sherry Marini. Fourth segment. Most of it is going to be a audio that you definitely want to listen to, but unfortunately, because we're living in now a banana republic, communism, socialistic, whatever you want to call it, society, but God is in control, but there's some powerful events that you want to listen to, but I don't think it'll probably go anywhere. So you make sure you stay tuned for that segment. So Social Security is very important. Now, as you know, in 2029, maybe before, maybe afterwards, but some of your statements I've seen anywhere from 75-77%, it's slated to have a reduction. Hopefully they will do some mean testing and change some of the dates, et cetera, for people who are living longer, maybe move it back to 68. They're, you know, each year they're contributing more for people with a higher income. But it's an asset class, like I said before, besides Social Security. And if you've got a lot of money, it's a good idea to have another safety net called a paycheck for life, income for life. And you can only get that through a specially designed enhanced index annuity. So if you'd like to learn more about that, and you want to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for consultation, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So here's 20 questions. We're only going to go over a few of these, and I'll continue the next several weeks going over some of these questions for Social Security. As you may or may not know, depending if you listen to parts of the show, and my daughter used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. I don't think you'll find many advisors from Eastern Ohio or Western Pennsylvania, probably none, that actually worked for the Social Security office. So that's one of the areas that we specialize in that area. So let me read this question. Client is age 71, has been collecting Social Security benefits since the age of 66. That was a FRA full retirement age for that person. It's a male. He's still working and feels his earnings has exceeded previous years and his benefits has not been adjusted upward to reflect all of his highest earnings. Say, take the highest 35 years to increase his benefit. How does he handle pursuing the discrepancy? You may be in that situation. Well, here's the answer. Those adjustments for additional earnings are figured, the good news, automatically by the system. They have record of that. They're reported every year. If we were entitled to a higher benefit, he would see the adjustment each year, sometime between March and October after the earnings are reported, because the PIA, which is the primary insurance amount, formula credits that the last tier of earnings in such a small amount, clients with maximum earnings records will see little, if any, increase due to what? Continuing earnings. All right, second question. Bill's date of birth is December 18th, 1952. So he's 68. He started collecting benefits at 66, full retirement age, and is receiving $1,800 per month. His wife Holly's date of birth was January 15th, 1943. So obviously there is a 9 years difference. She passed away in July of 2019, was receiving $1,456 in Social Security benefits, and had filed at her age, 66, which was her full retirement age. She says, I believe he can suspend his own until age 70, earning the delayed credits, and file for the survivor benefit of $1,456. The question is, he says, am I correct? Can he do this online, or does he have to go in? So what's the answer? He might be able to do this. The rule prohibiting the receipt of benefits on another record while own benefit is in suspension would not apply to him since he's grandfathered under the old rules, having been born January 2nd, 1954. He would have to make an appointment in person. He cannot do it online. That's what I did, folks. Many years ago, is when I was 66, I filed a suspension filed a suspend, not suspension, I filed a suspend, went in the office because you had to go in, and my wife filed a restricted application, which means she was able to collect half of my Social Security, which wasn't subtracted from mine or subtracted from hers. And then she collected that until 70, and this, guess what? Then she flipped over and collected on her because she received that 8% simple interest per year. That was 132%. And then at 70, a couple years ago, I started taking mine as well. So if you'd like to learn more about that strategy, if you happen to fall in that category, again, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. The last question we're going to do today is his question. We have a terminally ill husband at 59 who is separated from his spouse age 60. If the husband begins to take benefits at age 62, when he passes away, assuming they are still married, will the wife receive his current benefit or have the option to wait for her FRA, which means full retirement amount, to receive his full retirement FRA benefit? The answer, if he claims at 62, the wife won't ever be able to get his FRA. This is one of the cases where 82.5% of his primary insurance amount is the most she can get. And she can get this by applying for the survivor benefit at her age 63. She would not get more by waiting until her full retirement age. If they've been married more than 10 years, it won't matter whether they are married or divorced at the time she claims the survivor benefit. So, folks, if you got a question on Social Security, you should treat that as an asset class. That's very, very important. And besides Social Security, you got to have another bucket of money that produces a guaranteed paycheck for life. Now, we're going to switch over a little bit political and what's going on, and then I'm going to play this segment on the next one. It's over 30 minutes, but you're only going to hear about 10, 12 minutes of it, and you're going to have to get the audio from me, but it'll pique your interest, some shocking revelations. So anyways, what took place on January 6th? Obviously, the count of the people that were there to support our president and our country and our Constitution was somewhere between 500,000 to 800,000. The majority of people, like 99.9%, because if you take, just say, 500,000, 800,000, and you can put whatever number you want to put, 1,000, and divide that number by that number, you can see it was a very small, minute people that stormed the Capitol and caused ruckus. Now, were they Donald Trump supporters? Were they Antifa or a combination? No one condemns violence, breaking, smashing windows. I mean, the right mind wouldn't. But to try to blame by saying he incited that is putting the blame on someone else, not the culprator. That's like someone who committed murder saying their parents caused him to do that, or someone who raped someone caused them to do that. No, each person is responsible for their own action. Shame, shame, shame on you if you think that. The truth is not in you, obviously. So we are now a banana republic, and we're promoting communism and socialism. That's a fact. It's not a myth. One of the teachers from Allentown was suspended. Allentown, Pennsylvania, was actually suspended for contributing or going to that. You see what I'm talking about? We have the media who's corrupt. Your Tokyo Rose, that's what is going on the media. I'm going to be talking just a few minutes before I let you hear that audio on the next segment, and I'll be talking to my radio show called One Way Radio Network, which I'm going to do. This is Friday now. I'm doing the other two segments. I did two of them in actually early in the morning, and I'm going to be doing One Way Radio Network, which airs on WPIC 790 AM, talking about who is the blame. Well, we all have the blame, but I hold a lot of the church's responsibility. Many of the churches worship idolatry. Idolatry. What are you talking about? Well, it's called apathy. And you want to listen to the next segment because I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. And I'm going to talk about what's going on. Slowly they're cooking us, folks. When you have a so-called pastor give a prayer on Sunday and says, amen and all woman. That's right. Amen and all woman. So let it be. Agree. Obviously doesn't even know what it means. Or they want to be able to change. You cannot use brother, sister, grandfather, or grandmother. They want to change those terminology. It's very slowly if you can't see what's going on. But I'll be talking more about the churches and talking about the New York Times promotes a pro-LGBT handles Messiah with Jesus as a Muslim woman. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Radio Network. Please listen and support the message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. That audio that I said I'm going to play, I decided I'll air it next week because I got too much information for this week. And that's still unraveling anyways, but it is shocking. If you guys like to get it ahead of time, give me a call and I'll be glad to email it to you or text it to you or whatever. But it's a revelation about fraud in the election. I've got piles of stuff in the past, but this is probably the most shocking of all of them. But anyways, if you'd like to get it or you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation with Legacy Financial Strategies, just call our office and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call. Or come in person, complimentary. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So here's an article from Epoch Times. Here's a newspaper. You can get it online. In fact, I think it's like a dollar for the first 4 months, and then you could pay to see if you like it. We can get it online. I have it online, and I also have the hard copy that I get once a week and I put in the office. Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. So that's where this is taken from. It says, Moms for America call for Americans to stand up and reject evil. Churches don't speak out against evil. I won't say all churches, they won't. They want itchy ear. You're supposed to preach the word in season, 2 Timothy 4, in season and out of season. If you want to go into more detail, I will on my one-way radio network and talk about many passages to speak against evil. Jesus called the Pharisees and Sadducees, you vipers, you hypocrites, snakes. Now, there's also a time to be loving, but there's also a time to be bold. You're supposed to speak out against evil. You know, during the revolutionary time, you know, when the Americans fought the British, 3%, I don't know if you're aware of this, fought in the battle against the British. That's all, 3% of the Americans. 10% of the Americans supported the people that were fighting. Cooking, supplies, clothes, that's 13%. 36%, believe it or not, Americans fought with the British against the Americans. And 51% had apathy. Churches have apathy, idolatry. They worship apathy because they don't want to offend. They will not preach the word in the season. And Revelations talks about the churches, about hot and cold. They want to be lukewarm. They don't want to offend anybody. Shame, shame, shame on them. They are worshiping. They don't even know it. They also have a pride. They don't realize that. So Moms America, call for America to stand up and reject evil Marxism. Multiple social figures called the American people to stand up and oppose the evil Marxism that have been infiltrating the United States in the Save the Republic rally on Tuesday. Can you see it or you can't see it? I've been seeing that for years. I know people who come from communism. They experience firsthand. They left that country to come to America, and they can see it happening here. I studied it on electives when I was in college. Representative Mary Miller told Epoch Times in a rally that she hopes all the events will wake American people up. My hope and dream is it'll wake America up to the gravity of the place that we find ourselves, both political and morally, in our society. And so I'm hoping that people will awaken and get out of their passivity, that's apathy, and find their place where? In the generation to serve. Thousands attend the rally that Moms for America, a grassroots organization, co-hosted in front of the U.S. Capitol. They were there also on Wednesday afternoon. If we've seen, evil has infiltrated all aspects of our society, and Marxism has infiltrated all levels of government. That's right, both Republicans, the rhinos, the swamp rats, and the demon rats known as Democrats. Darkness seems to surround us. This is not our vision of the future. It is not the life we want for our children. We have therefore decided to stand up and speak up and make sure our voices are heard. What kind of person says amen and all woman? I'll tell you what kind of person, an evil person. Evil, evil, evil. You talk that way? You speak out that way? Or you just turn your head and stick it in the sand? Miller said that if the Biden administration has its way, it will push an agenda and will be oppressive. They will open the borders, stack the courts, stop energy production, get overly friendly with Iran and China, tax heavier, keep the country closed, and mandate masks, she said. They said they're out of their mouths. By the way, here's something you could use. You know, there's, if you have a medical condition, you're not required to mask. So someone gave this to me. I can't take credit for that. I have allergies. I have asthma, but I don't use the inhaler that often. So I do have it. But this person, this is what they said they do. And they said they have CS. I said, CS? What's CS? It was a straight face. They said, common sense. So if you listen to my video, which was audio last week, which has been taken down, but the good news is I have it recorded on the radio show that you can get it, talks about this famous virologist who has a COVID-19 lab in North Carolina. If you missed that, it's about 5 minutes long. It's been taken down, but however, I do have it captured on my radio show from last week. So if you'd like to get it, please give me a call. So let's talk about some of the disgusting things you don't see what's going on as you stick your head in the sand. This came from the Institution Creation Research in the Ark down in Kentucky, Ken Ham. It says a gender-inclusive, polytheistic, multicultural rendition of Handel's Messiah is gaining praise from those on the left, the evil, for its LGBT imagery and its reimagining of Jesus as a Muslim woman. The New York Times posted a complimentary story about the rendition called Messiah Complex, which was conducted in collaboration between the Against the Grain Theater and the Toronto Sympathy Orchestra. A 78-minute film of the performance can be streamed on the website. I didn't stream it, which calls its daring and reimagining of Handel's classic feature, Voices from Across Canada. Singers changed much of the lyrics, which originally were written by Charles Jennens, a friend of George Frederick Handel. Jennens based the text on scripture. This is not your grandparents' Messiah. Spencer Britton, who sings in the film, told the New York Times. The film opens with Britton, a gay man, singing number two, Comfort Ye My People, as he walks through the Vancouver streets in high heels. The film shows LGBT pride flag and LGBT pride painted crossroad and other LGBT imagery. Moments later, an indigenous woman in the Yukon sings number nine, O Thou Tell Us Good Tidings, but tweaks the text, changing God to Creator. The Creator is here, she sings. Later, a Montrealan woman, Rehab Shabbat, sings number 23, He Was Despised, a song that Handel and Jennens wrote specifically about Jesus. But Shabbat changes the text so that it references her Muslim mother, who is seen praying to Mecca in the film. She was despised and rejected. Rejected of men, a woman of sorrow. She has sings. The New York Times posted a story about the performance under the headline, A Messiah for the Multitudes, Free from History's Bond. The newspaper called Unbiased, Unbashed Celebration of Canadian Multiculturalism. As the Black Lives Matter protests were happening across the world, the silence in the classical music world was deafening. And I thought, what if the solace in the Messiah was indigenous, black, or a person of color? And Vanny told the Times. Kevin D. Williamson criticized the performance and said Messiah complex is an indictment on modern times, especially compared to the era of Handel. You can hijack medieval Catholic imagery for an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, but you can't really repurpose an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race for anything of any lasting interest because there isn't really anything of substance to hold on there. Wisdom wrote, that's why this only happens in one direction. You aren't going to see a bunch of traditionalist Catholics looking to put Trandanite spin on keeping up with the Kardashians. You can recite 20 consecutive lines of poetry written by the American in the past 20 years or name 20 living American poets of any consequence. There's a reason for that, Williamson said. Messiah, composed in 1741, is going on 300 years old. There's a single music work by North America on our time that we expect to be so dearly, universally recognizable in the year 29. So, folks, remember this. You are going to die. I'm going to die. Man's appointed once to die. Hebrews 9, 27. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. If you listen to their show on WPIC 790 on Sunday morning, it's one way. It's called One Way Radio Network, not 50 ways. You won't get there because you're righteous or a good old boy or gal. The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to our righteous, holy God, we, you and me, we're filthy rags. The only way you can spend eternity in heaven is by repentance, asking for forgiveness, accepting who? Jesus Christ as the God. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He loves everybody, regardless of who they are. He wants all to come to repentance. He stands at the door and knocks, but you have to open to repentance. There is no salvation without brokenness. Who do you say he is? Either he's the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. Now, once you've said that, you still have old nature. I have old, rotten nature still in me. But I also have the perfect nature. The more that you read the Word, many people do not read the Word. They take text out of context, create a pretext. You must examine all the Scripture. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and righteousness. The man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. So think about that, folks. Today is the day. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-marriage lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavewithlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com.